Time for this week's Tallgrass Apparel, Engaging with the Enemy. Joining us this week from the Winnipeg Blue Bombers is fullback John Rush. John, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Now, how are you enjoying your time in the CFL so far?
It's been pretty amazing, to say the least, to finally kind of reach that dream you've had since you were 9 years old. It's been pretty surreal. So, yeah, it's been pretty amazing.
Your career just begun, but so far, what would you say has been the high point of it?
Probably high point. I'd say just, making the Winnipeg Blue Bombers team, because they have such a veteran team, such a tight-knit group of guys, and just making the team and being part of the team with, these guys, with Matt Nichols, Andrew Harris, and stuff like that, is definitely the high point of my career so far, which has been, like far and above, beyond, my biggest dream. So I'm pretty excited about it.
Now, who or what inspired you to become a pro football player?
I guess that would probably be my dad. He played a huge influence and role in my life, and really told me from a young age I could do whatever I wanted to do as long as I put my mind to it. And he was, he was a football player back in high school, and kind of I always wanted to be exactly like him. And then my brother got into football as well, so probably them too. And I remember, a long time ago seeing a ridiculous commercial of a running back doing a front flip over a defender. And, looking back on it, that's probably fake, but at the time I thought it was the coolest thing ever. So that probably had a little bit of an influence on my football career as well.
And what's John Rush like outside of football?
Honestly, I'm pretty easy going. I just like to, relax with the guys, just watch the movies and, not do too much. I'm pretty into fishing, which has been rekindled out in Winnipeg, which, has been nice because out in the Toronto area, it's not the best fishing around. But, yeah, it's been nice to get back into that. And but other than that, no, I just like to, hang out and just hang out with the guys and be around the guys, because that's it's one of the best parts of the camaraderie around football. So just hang out mostly.
So if you weren't a football player, what would John Rush be doing?
Ooh, that's a tough question. I battled a lot with that my entire life, trying to figure out, what I wanted to do, what school I wanted to go to do it and stuff like that. So growing up, I always wanted to be a vet. I'm super passionate about animals, specifically dogs. Huge passion for them, just love every aspect of them. But I kind of quickly realized that I would think I would be very upset and just sad doing that. So definitely that was off the table pretty quick. But I think I would really enjoy flying planes. My dad was a pilot when he was younger, and he flew small planes, and I've flown in some small planes with him. But I think being a pilot and, just getting to travel all over the world and seeing the world from 30,000 feet would be pretty amazing. So it's something that most people wouldn't really get to experience, and I think that would be a pretty amazing thing to do.
So I hear you don't like the bottoms of bananas. What's that about?
Okay. Have you even looked at them? I don't know what it is. They look gross. They're kind of hard. It just ruins bananas for me. I like bananas, but the bottoms of it is just what's going on down there? I can't handle it. I can't do it. It just upsets me too much.
What you don't know is I also hate the bottom of bananas. I cut off probably the bottom inch of the banana.
At least I'm not crazy and I'm the only person.
You're not. You're not, I promise.
I was pretty worried there for a bit. Everyone was just man, why don't you like the bottom? I don't know. I just can't do it.
No, man, I'm with you.
Okay, good.
Now, some of the answers we've gotten to the next question include freestyle rapping, cooking. What's one hidden talent about you that people might not know about?
A hidden talent? Ooh, I've never really been asked that before. I wouldn't say I'm a world-class chef, but I cook a mean fettuccine alfredo. My mom's part Italian, so I'm super into Italian dishes and you know, all the carbs and the cheeses and stuff like that. So I'm a huge fan of cooking those kinds of dishes. Not a huge fan of the cleanup after, so I probably don't cook as much as I really should. But yeah, as far as a hidden talent, maybe I could probably beat most guys in the CFL at Rock Band. We bought it as a house a couple of days ago, and we've been crushing it pretty hard. So I think I could take on a lot of guys at Rock Band.
What's your go-to song, and what instrument do you play on Rock Band?
Oh, well, I play the drums, and I mean, go-to song, like, the library is so big. We actually just bought several Nickelback songs. Huge into Nickelback right now. Some 41 Fat Lip, great song.
Great tune.
But if I had to go with one song, I can't pick one song. Can't do it. Too many great songs in there.
Now, to continue along with the tough questions, if you could sit down with one person, dead or alive, just chat with, who would it be, and what would your first question be?
Dead or alive, that's tough. There's a lot of I have a kind of like a list of people I would talk to for sure, but just one person, probably I think it would have to be Barack Obama, and my first question to him would be, how have you managed to accomplish so much in life when you started with so much adversity? That's I've always found his story pretty fascinating and interesting, and how he managed to climb the ranks all the way to president, you know, coming from like a single mother and stuff like that. So that's probably my go-to number one right now.
Now, you have some pretty awesome hair, albeit not on the Taylor Loeffler level, but really, to be honest, no one's on that level. But
come on, really?
Well, I mean, come on, he's got the mullet. Like, look at that thing. Now, that's fair. But you've been growing your hair for a fundraiser. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so my mom had breast cancer when I was a kid. My grandma had it 3 times and eventually died of it. Both my aunts had breast cancer. The one survived it and is in remission and everything, and the other one's currently fighting it. So the hair kind of started as like a stupid little bet with one of the guys on my college team. And then I kind of, after a couple months of doing it, I'm just like, no, I don't know why I haven't ever done this. Like, I know, like, so many people in my life, like, have been affected by cancer. Like, I'm going to donate this. Like, I'm going to, like, do something. Like, growing up, I had to see my mom put on wigs because she lost all her hair. Like, I saw my aunts, I saw my grandma. Like, I know countless people that had to do the same thing. So I'm like, I'm going to donate this, and, you know, I'll try and raise some, use kind of like my platform and a little bit of, you know, where I am in life right now to raise some money for it as well, because why not, right? Just it would help out cancer research in any way I can, and, you know, hopefully I can give, you know, my hair to someone that needs it a lot more than me. So that's kind of where it stemmed from and where I'm kind of trying to aim that to go currently.
John, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me on. It was a lot of fun.